So behind every location in a lot of parts of the Upper Hunter, there is a story. And very soon, where those stories are, there could be a blue plaque. Joining us to have a chat about it this morning is the Minister responsible for Heritage New South Wales, the Honourable Minister Don Harwin. Don, how are you doing today?
Absolutely great. How are you, Andrew?
Very well, thank you. I'm really impressed with this idea. The blue plaque is something that's been adopted in Great Britain, where we get to see the birthplace of people like Freddie Mercury or David Bowie. And soon, here in New South Wales and in the Upper Hunter, we could be seeing the location of most amazing and historical events that happened in our history.
Look, yes, it's a great scheme that English Heritage have been running. It first started as far back as 1866.
Wow.
And it's incredibly popular over there, and it really signposts important sites and gives us the capacity to honour notable women and men who've lived or worked in those places.
So, Don, for our benefit here in the Upper Hunter, what are we sort of looking at? What stories do we want to remember, and who could we nominate perhaps, or a location for a blue plaque here?
Well, the first three that we've done have included Mae Gibbs, a famous author.
Yeah.
Then we've also celebrated Walter Liberty Vernon, who was the government architect, and a very important one too, because he designed buildings like the State Library. And we've also recognised the first chairman of Taronga Zoo, Sir Edward Halstrom. He played an enormous role in that much loved facility, Taronga Zoo. That's the sort of thing. But really, to be eligible for consideration, sites just need to tell the story of fascinating people, or events, or even historic moments, which could relate to the heritage place, the building, or the site. It could be famous Aussie bands, for example, unsung heroes, even motorsports. And I'm just absolutely delighted with the response we're getting from communities at the moment. From Cobar to Cobargo, I'm getting suggestions in from people about the sort of blue plaques that people would like to see in their community.
So who can nominate, and how does the process work?
So this first lot of blue plaques will be based on nominations from the community through their local MP. And the member for Upper Hunter, Dave Lazell, says to my office there's been enormous interest in local plaques, and he's already received one completed nomination in his office, and he's sending that through to us. So we hope there'll be lots more from the Hunter Valley as well.
So it does mention that sporting achievements are a possibility. Could I nominate my 57 a couple of years ago for the Brook Cricket Club at the Bill Rose Complex?
Well, look, get your nomination form. It's on the Heritage New South Wales website, or contact your local member's office and have a go. I encourage everyone in the community to do it.
I agree with you. I think it's fantastic. The possibility of having these blue plaques around the Upper Hunter that tell the story of our history and our people and our culture going back many thousands of years is ideal. It's great for tourism, and it's great for, you know, the local community.
Absolutely, because behind every plaque, there'll be a story. And we'll also support that by having an online presence as well. So that will just in my view, highlight the heritage of a local area, and also just encourage people to be more interested in their history.
We're so looking forward to seeing plenty of blue heart parks around the Upper Hunter. Minister Don Harwin, thank you very much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks very much.